ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tex Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
Hey, what's up, mate?
I don't know.
Oh no, we can't turn it down.
I'm turning down the wrong thing. I was turning down my headphones like I thought that was the level for the music bed. Oh, man. Well, if anyone's wondering how our slumber party went, that answers that question.
Yeah. Still knocking out the cobwebs.
Oh, my gosh. I just told Ted right before we started. I'm like, today's the first day that I feel normal.
Yeah.
I'm too old for this, S. Ted. I don't know if I can party anymore.
I will say, those grape soda waters you brought over are delicious.
Aren't they great?
Oh, I'm still drinking them.
And those weren't even the ones I intended to get. I went to the new Safeway on Shaw Road. Shout out, new Peel Up Safeway.
And I think me and Joe stopped there when we came down to see your baby.
Yes, because right? It's right off the freeway. Yeah. And I meant to get those new the stevias, the grape, like those ones. And I'm like, I can't find them. And I'm like, well, crap. These are zero calorie soda waters with grape flavor. I'm like, screw it. I'll get those.
Yeah. All right. So here's
five for $5.
Yeah. But they had. I realize now. Granted, it's not a big deal. They have 10 calories per serving.
Oh crap! And I had two of them.
But right. But like. I don't know how to explain to you, even without the peanut butter whiskey, like I'm just drinking them at home. I'm like, damn, these are good.
No, there were moments where like, I was like, I don't know if I could keep drinking, but I want to keep drinking. So I just poured myself a glass of the grape soda water and ice. And I was like, this is just as good as the vodka soda I was having.
I mean, I'm kind of a soda water expert. And I was like, those things are good.
And they're like. Like, they're like the Safeway Select version. Yeah,
literally, Safeway Select. Yeah, I was like, I'm a QFC guy, it's closer, but I'm like, I'm going to have to walk up to Safeway just to buy these.
And I got what, four of those and then one of the kiwi strawberry ones. And that was good with vodka.
Yeah.
And, dude, peanut butter whiskey with the grape soda was an awesome collaboration.
The only bad thing I would say is it's hard to tell how much peanut butter whiskey was in it.
That is a very good point. It was delicious.
It was so good.
We had a lot of peanut butter whiskey on Friday night. We did shots of peanut butter whiskey as well with on the Zoom call.
We did. Steve finally got in on the Friday night Zoom.
That was nice. I appreciate that I was able to be a part of it. It's good to see some of the Meltdown folks.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I know. And every time somebody came on, Steve has met all these people at Meltdown. I said, you guys know Steve? And they're like, yes, we know Steve. Like, yep, my bad.
Yes, we've partied for several hours in the night together.
Also, I like how, by the way, so I was drinking beers all night, drinking some drinks. Uh-huh. But the shots of peanut butter whiskey, we did one. And then it seemed like it was 20 minutes later. Somebody's like, do another one. For some reason, we were like, no. That's just crazy. Yeah, we'll stay up all frickin' night.
We're responsible.
Right, and ruin the next 3 days. But we can't do that second shot.
No, that would have been a better idea than doing what we did.
That probably would have been. We probably would have gone to sleep sooner. But I was telling someone that story, and they were like, did it seem like that big of a... I go, I don't know. It just, for some reason, we were just like, oh, that's crazy. No.
But my problem is the more wasted I get, I don't get tired. I get more, like, amped. So I want to, like... You know, I'm playing on my phone. I'm watching videos. Like, Ted's like, I'm shutting it down. It's like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
I was like, well, what time did I fall asleep? And I remember I fell asleep soon after I texted my wife back because she was waking up. So I checked my text and I texted her back at like 5:30 a.m. saying, let's go. She's like, why are you up? I'm like, I'm just going to pee. I've been sleeping because I didn't want to tell her that we've been up all night. And I didn't, but I was up till 5:30 and then Ted gets up at like 9 and I'm awake.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it
barely. I woke up seconds before you came out.
All right.
In all fairness.
I got up. It was like, I think it was like 9:30. I was like, I'll just like, I was peeing. And I was like, I'll just check. And I was like, yep, there's Steve.
Like, hey, Ted, I'm up. Still drunk. Can't sleep. When are we getting breakfast?
All right.
Just a crap show.
So it was a ton of fun, though.
Oh, we have so much to do, so much to talk about. Yeah. I don't even know where to start, but we probably should start with the push-ups.
Let's get it. We got a bunch in on Friday.
We did. I forgot. I was telling Ted before we started this podcast, I'm like, there's a lot of holes in the plot of Friday night.
Yeah.
Because there are parts I don't remember. There are parts that I didn't remember till the next day. Like, I remembered. I was like, oh, crap. We went on FaceTime around 2:40 a.m. with my buddies Munson and Jay to celebrate Munson's sister's 21st birthday.
Right.
I didn't remember that until the next day.
I like that Jay was asleep. We're like, wake him up.
Yes, Jay was in bed. I think even Munson said, Jay's more wasted than I usually am. And yeah. I'm like, what? Usually Jay's the one that's still going and Munson's passed out.
Right. We're like, get his ass up.
You know why? It's probably because it was his sister's birthday. Munson had to be a respectful drunk.
Yeah, right?
All right, we got to get 10 push-ups to get our heart racing, the blood pumping, and the brain functioning. Ted, I think you're going to like this one.
All right.
Decided to make it a special set.
Oh, no. Is this it?
Oh, I'm hopping all around. I'm a pink bird. I'm walking all around. Better Reed. Drink some wah-wah.
We will explain this guy after we get 10.
Shoreline. Here I go. I'm going to peacefully drink. Yo, I'm slowly creeping up to your front yard. Nothing threatening here. I'm just a flamingo. I'm a flamingo and I'm coming up to you. Oh, is that your child? I'm going to rip out his motherfucking eyeball. I'm going to rip out
his goddamn eyeball. All right,
let's get 10. I'm a flamingo. I'm going to rip out your eyeball. I'm a flamingo and I'll get up in your child's eyeball. No more eyeball, child bitch.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
This guy, Mark, was the star.
Time for grandma. It's time for grandma. I'm gonna eat your grandmother. Time for grandma. Give me your grandmother. Give me her vagina. Uh-oh. I'm eating your grandmother's. I don't give a I'm flamingo, bitch. No rules here. No rules here. I eat then I fly away. Flamingo, goddammit, I don't care. I live by these rules and it's truth and dare, baby. It's a lawless nation for the flamingo. It's nothing that you can do about it. You are gonna win a flying all of.
Oh my gosh. I might have to put it on pause for a second.
Yes!
I'm not, my heart's not racing because of the push-ups. My heart's not racing because of Mark, what is it? Rubier.
Who sent us that on Twitter first?
I don't remember, but it was a while ago.
I feel like she's a roller derby person.
It could be, but that was sent. And all you have to do is type in Mark, R-E-B-I-L-L-E-T, on YouTube. And, dude, like, legit, this took, like, about, we were on the Zoom call. We were on for, like, 40 minutes trying, Ted's talking, hanging out. I am now drunk and bothered that I cannot remember the guy's name. I'm checking my Facebook likes because I know I like him on Facebook. I'm checking my follows on Twitter because I know I follow him on Twitter. I'm looking everywhere in my like history on YouTube. I'm like, I can't remember what the song's about. I just remember the song. He yells something about his grandma. And we're going back and forth. And,
right, trying to figure it out.
And we're trying to play it for Joe on the Zoom call.
Yeah.
And then finally we find it. And it was like, if you just type in flamingo.
I'm a flamingo. Yeah, it'll come up.
You don't even, like, type Mark, M-A-R-C, and flamingo, and you'll find it. It not only is the song unnerving and awesome as it continues to go on, like when grandma hits, it's just like Goosebump City. But he's like shirtless, wearing just boxer shorts.
It looks like, they're like tight, like boxer briefs.
And he's just, I don't even know how to describe what he looks like. He's got like this like creepy stash going.
Yeah, it's funny. So here's the deal. The guy's absolutely insane.
It looks like he's like a skinny Bubbles.
Right.
From Trailer Park
Boys. But he's kind of ripped.
Yes.
So it's like, and at first you're like, this guy just must be off his mind on drugs. But then like he stops it sometimes and talks like a normal human. And then we got into it. We saw sets he did at clubs and other places. And it's like,
we watched his entire catalog on Friday
night. It got so strange that I looked at Steve. I go, maybe he's not on drugs at all. Maybe this is just like his art or some. Like, I don't know, but we became obsessed with it.
Huge fans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, because there's like moments of like he's preaching positivity. There's moments where he's preaching that you need to like get down with grandma.
Yes.
And so we finally play it, and we're playing it for Joe, and Joe's mind's being blown. And then anyone who else joined into the Zoom, they needed to watch this video with us and turn the volume up.
Yeah.
So that we can all watch it together before they could even be a part of the Zoom. And I think like six out of the seven people on the Zoom call appreciated it.
Yeah.
I can't remember who, but someone was just like, yeah, I'm not really feeling this.
I don't think Neil cared for it.
Was it Neil? I can't remember.
Who else was on there? Corey, Shazita?
It might have been Shazita.
All right.
Yeah, I think it was her. She was like, yeah, this is not my style.
Yeah, right. We got deep into his catalog.
I don't know how this is not your style.
Damn.
And everything he's doing is live, like on a microphone, and he's doing all the beats with like a drum machine and a keyboard, and he's programming them as he goes along. Like everything's done like off the, it sounds crazy to think that this is all done off the cuff, but it is.
Yeah.
Here we go, Ted.
Thirst for blood. Got a thirst for blood.
Got a thirst for blood.
That's
for
the
blood.
Other problem, though. It's like, he's good. The lyrics are insane, but the beats thump.
Right. Like, when he hits the bass, you're like, ooh.
I'm trying to eat a little snack. Yo, your snack is mine. The snack is your person. Your human body is mine. Appetizer. Then for dinner, I think I'm going to do croutons and maybe a light baby spinach. I think I might do baby spinach for dinner. But first your sister,
right?
First your sister.
You guys insane.
And then your sister's sister, and then your brother's sister.
Those are your sisters.
Your entire family tree. What's up, bitch? It's me. It's your flamingo. Thank you.
I like someone wrote on his YouTube page, everyone's a gangster until a flamingo walks into the room. Another person, that grandma dropped, though, goes pretty hard, man. Agreed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's easy to make fun of them, but like, I don't know. We got it. Steve and I went to a whole concert by ourselves.
We had our own festival, which honestly would have been the greatest Coachella festival of all time.
Yeah, our lineup was sick.
Megafest is the greatest festival. I don't know how we can make... I almost feel like we could get this guy, Mark Roubaix, to be a part of our festival. I don't know how much, but I know he does do shows.
Yeah.
We have to figure out a way to get him to Washington.
Wow. First, we got to figure out how to have shows.
Ted Talks.
Oh, good point.
Starring B-Tex Smith.
Well, speaking of that, I was going to say, Steve and I hung out Friday, and then Sunday I went for a long walk with a good buddy. Just got a cruise in the city, went down to Madison Park, took in some sights at the beach, if you will, because it was a nice warm day. And I guess just take time. I remind people also, stay vigilant. Like, nothing's really changed, you know what I mean? Follow the protocols and stuff, but, like, take some time. Maybe it's just walking around your neighborhood, maybe you're going to go camping or sit by a lake, I don't know. You know, look, we're getting kind of used to...
Be a flamingo.
Yeah, be a flamingo. Like, we're getting used to this stuff, but also it's still weird, it's still stressful on people. Like, so just take time.
Do the best that you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. Walking around the city was kind of fun.
And if you see Grandma's hoochie, you eat it.
Yeah. Or, also, you can discover new stuff. Like, even with my buddy, like, he's like, man, I had no idea this neighborhood was back here. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Well, like, you discovered during MegaFest that Gata from the TV show Dave, which is loosely based on the story of Lil Dicky the Rapper, the guy who plays Gata on Dave is actually his hype man in real life in Lil Dicky. Like, Gata's a real guy.
Right, so we started watching, and I'm just like, oh, he's actually on stage with him? And Steve's like, yeah, it's a real story. And I mean, I was wasted. I was just like, no.
Yeah, the bipolar stuff, I guess, apparently is a true story.
Yeah, I read a quote from him the other day as I looked up all this stuff, and he was like, I knew I could make people laugh. I didn't realize I could make them cry, too. I was like, damn.
Yeah, dude, throughout the night, at random parts during the night, Ted would just like look at me and go, Kate is real. I'm like, yes, it's crazy, but he is.
I legit thought that guy was just a really good actor.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
He's,
I mean, right. I shouldn't say that he's not a good actor, but.
No, him and Dave are. It's incredible how good they are at being those roles on a TV show.
Yeah. Yeah. That show is solid, man.
I'm so glad you finally watched it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Because it was on FXX. Yep. And then I want to say, I think you find it on demand.
It's on
Hulu.
And
then it's on Hulu as well.
Highly recommend it. It's even if you don't even know who the hell Dave is, you're going to then go down the wormhole of or the rabbit hole of Lil Dicky's music, which.
Yeah.
We were proud to say Lil Dicky was definitely a star at MegaFest.
Oh, for sure.
So we ended up, honestly, this just sums up Ted and I, we ended up just watching concert festival performances. Well, not festivals, just concert performances from some of our, not even say our favorite artists. Like, you set it up last week and you're like, okay, I've got this great DJ set from...
From Diplo.
And we did that.
Right. And so it's just him on a rooftop in London like a year or two ago.
So Diplo played, then Mark Roubaix, we went down his rabbit hole and we found a live performance where he's like performing in this venue and he's just doing what Mark Roubaix does. And it was awesome.
Right. Then we watched.
Then Lil Dicky. And that was a great set.
Right. And then was Run the Jewels before that or after that?
That's the crazy part. Like, by the end of the night, I forgot we even had Run the Jewels play our festival.
Right. Because we watched Tiesto and Calvin Harris do sets at Tomorrowland.
Yes.
Which is like this massive festival, I want to say, in Belgium.
Again, we're just sitting on the couch wasted. watching these performances, like, and you know, obviously talking to our friends on Zoom or whatever. But it was like kind of fun to have a concert going on while we're hanging out.
Also, I think a pivotal part in the night, I don't know if Steve remembers this, was
I might not.
There's a little game people are familiar with called Cornhole.
Oh my gosh, we played Cornhole!
We played mini Cornhole!
Yes!
So at one point, like, Steve and I are playing mini Cornhole, by the way, I have in my apartment. It is much harder than you would think.
Yeah, because it's like little tiny sandbags.
Right, and they just, it's on carpet, so they, like...
They don't bounce.
They don't bounce.
They just die right wherever you land.
Right, so at one point, I turn around and talk trash to Steve, then he tied up the game. Oh, I forgot. We had everybody on Zoom looking at the board when we did that.
So we were doing the Zoom, and then Ted's like, you want to play? I'm like, yeah, sure. We'll just listen to people talk in the background. And then eventually they're like, what are you guys doing? We're like, oh, we're playing mini Cornhole. And they're like, can you set up the camera on the computer so that we can watch? So we strategically placed it so that the MacBook was behind the Cornhole board.
Right.
With the hole. And then they could see us throwing it.
Yeah.
And that's when I got stage fright. Because at that point, I think I was winning. I was like starting to...
Right, because I had talked trash.
You talked trash. Winning. And I just started sinking some. And I'm like, that's what happens when you talk trash. And then I thought I was going to win it because I hit one for 3 points and I was up 10-7.
Right.
And then you came back, nailed it, and then nailed a bunch more and ended up winning like 13-7 or something.
Right. And we just decided to play to 10 because playing to a normal score would have taken us all freaking night.
This took about an hour.
Yes.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, I lost track of time, but I think it was like an hour. Because I know, I remember we started the Zoom at around, I don't know, like 7-ish, and then it was midnight. Like, it was like that.
Yeah, we opened it up early. I usually do that thing 8:30 to 10:30, but yeah, so I think, right, you're right, probably like 8-ish, I think we jumped Joe in.
Because so I pick up Ted at the station, we swing by Dick's, like we planned on it, we each got two deluxes, a deluxe each, cheeseburger each, I got a bunch of fries.
I ate some fries.
Shared the fries, because, I mean, I had two orders of them. I could have ate them all by myself, but you know, I'm a sharing man. And then we each got a shake. So, in our heads, we thought, well, we'll have these shakes later. Let's just throw them in the freezer. I think we had intentions of eating them within an hour, but we forgot.
And then it was like, well, we'll get them later.
Yeah. And then it was 3 in the morning.
And they were...
Rock hard.
Bricks.
Yes.
And then Steve goes, we just put them in the mic. And I was like, I don't have a microwave.
So then we tried rubbing them.
Yes.
Like a fire.
I'll tell you what, though. When you're wasted and all you want is this milkshake, and it had been like 20 minutes, oh, and I like triumphantly went to put the straw on, and it went in like, I mean, not even half a centimeter, and just like, yeah, this is still a brick. All right, I'm going to bed.
It was that moment where we're like, we thought we had the greatest thing about to happen. Because, you know, you're drunk. A milkshake sounds amazing. I'm drooling here because I was so excited about it.
We've been bragging about this to everybody in the Zoom for hours.
This was the plan.
Yeah, we got milkshakes. We're good to go.
No, it was a happy ending. Hey, we put them in the... as soon as we realized that, we like, throw them in the refrigerator. The next day, when we decided to get lunch, we pull them out, and they're perfect milkshakes again.
Yeah, plus, I'm not going to lie. Hungover, have dessert for breakfast.
It was great. Yeah, we started with the milkshake and then had our lunch. It was awesome. Oh, man, I'm trying to think of what else happened. Let's go back to Mark Rubier for a second.
All right.
So I think it was like maybe Monday. I decided, you know, I'm going to work out, try and sweat. Again, I'm still struggling. So I'm playing on Twitter in between a set, and I see on Twitter he's doing a live video.
All right.
I'm like, I don't even know what this Mark guy is doing on Twitter, but I'm clicking on it. He was doing a live set. I almost tweeted at you, watch this, Ted. It's going on live. So now I have it on. I'm like, well, screw it. The guy's got good beats. I'm going to listen to it while I work out. And I have it on my little Bluetooth speaker, and it's on pretty loud. But I forgot that Mark sometimes decides to grab the microphone as he's doing all this stuff live and then just starts talking impromptu into the microphone. And as we've learned, he's sometimes yelling about doing a certain deed to grandma.
Yeah.
And granted, my wife is home while I work out.
All right.
And sometimes she can hear what I'm listening to. So I actually found the part that she ended up walking into the room and asked me point blank, what the hell are you listening to?
All right.
So to paint a picture, Mark's in his bedroom. He's got his DJ thing set up. He's got a camera going. If you go on his Twitter page, I think it's even titled Live Stream. It's there.
Yeah.
And you click on it, and I'm listening. Well, at one point, he had a robe on and his boxers.
That's how he starts, but it always gets down to just him and his boxers.
It gets hot.
Yeah.
He's dropping some hot beats. So now he's taken off his robe, and we'll just pick up from there. Because I guess some people are commenting saying, are you naked? And so this is what he had to say. There's a good beat going on.
Yeah, I like that.
Why? Someone said, why am I naked? Why am I naked? Because I feel like it. Okay? Because I feel like it. Because I feel like it! And I encourage you, if you're feeling like it, to take that shit off. Or do whatever the fuck you want, for that matter.
I took off my tank top at that point.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because God damn it, if you're not doing what you're feeling, then what the fuck are you doing?
I mean, he's right.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
No.
If you're not doing what you're feeling, what the fuck are you doing? If you're not doing, bitch, what you're feeling, what the fuck? Are you doing?
It's a whole it song.
Gotta do what you feel. If you're not, then you're dumb. Gotta get it real, bitch. Gotta do whatever that you want. Take off your clothes. Take off your go and smoke a bowl. Go and take a cereal at 12:30 a.m. I don't give a whatever you wanna do. Go ahead.
I still think he's doing this off the top.
Yes.
Really? I think he's got to practice some of it.
I mean, he maybe like he has an idea of where he's going, but at that point he had no idea that he was going to comment back on somebody that's saying, "Why did you take your clothes off?" Because that was what it all started off with, you know?
Yeah. I'm like it runs too smooth though.
He's good. He's talented. He's an artist.
I feel like at some point, though, you know somebody's going to ask you what.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's like being prepared, but you don't know if you're going to actually use it. It's like in wrestling. Sometimes you have an idea of what you want to do if the opportunity arises, but you might not get to that.
Right. It's like a comic on stage,
yes.
Right? Now, if they start doing crowd work, they probably have some insults they fired out before.
Some comebacks for the hecklers. Here's a little bit
but
more.
It's just like the beats. That's what I'm just like. Does they never seem to misfire?
He's so good.
By the happy moments in life, you gotta do it, baby. Put a little smile on your face. You gotta.
Yes. Dude, the guy's the greatest. I mean, honestly, he needs to play Megafest. If we ever do a rave or a festival, Ted, I think we gotta have him there.
For sure.
He was talking about how he's been doing drive-ins. Like, he's going to different places performing, raising money for some like good causes, but he's doing performances in front of people at a drive-in.
Yeah, and I see a lot of comics doing that.
Yeah, comics are doing that. Some acoustic artists as well have been doing that. I would go see wrestling. They've been different towns are doing wrestling matches. They set up the ring, which sounds very Fight Club-esque. And then cars surround it, and people watch the match by surrounding the ring.
That's pretty cool.
I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah, and I want to say it was LAFC. They had a soccer game at night down in the bubble, and they had their fans drive to the Rose Bowl, and then they put it on giant projectors in the parking lot.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If you could figure out a way to have like a giant projection screen and like blocked off areas that are social distance, like I'd tailgate and watch a football game if there was one on a giant screen.
Well, Ted, why don't we take a quick break?
All right.
When we come back, man, we got so much to do.
Yeah.
Burning questions if we want. We've got, I found out allegedly what the name of the new Washington football team's going to be.
Oh, no kidding.
I don't know if it's true or not, but I found it on the internet, so it's got to be true.
All right.
And do we want to talk about how the Ted Smith is a trash panda?
Oh.
We don't have to. I'm just saying. It's a great story.
It is. All right, we'll decide in the break.
All right. When the Megacast returns.
These two guys are still hungover from the weekend. Ted and Steve will be back when the Megacast returns.
If you're trying to figure out what to do with your life during these difficult times, now there's a school that might be right for you. Why not enroll at VGU, Video Game University? Immerse yourself in a curriculum where you can excel. Start off with the history of gaming by playing classics like Pong, Pac-Man, and Frogger. Next up, it's Mining and Crafting 101. You'll learn castle crashing with Dr. Mario. Tell your parents you're working on your associate's degree at VGU. And you'll be practicing social distancing because you'll be streaming and competing with students 60 miles away. Video Game University, where you don't earn a degree. You just move up to the next level.
They are two men in their 40s that just had a slumber party together. Losers. The Megacast is back.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Feeling this. Megafest 2021. Starring Mark Rubier. All of a sudden he's going to be like, I got an uptick in Seattle for some reason.
Where does he live? Do we know?
I don't know, man.
Right, he lives in our imagination.
He just lives wherever you want him to effing live. You just do whatever the F you want. Every once in a while, like during his little live set, he'll just like break it down, like be like heartfelt. He's like, you don't understand how much you guys mean to me. This is like the one moment in the week that I look forward to. Like, this is where I'm at my happiest.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's his full-time job.
Well, what does he do? He looks kind of like, is he like a guy that works on like H&R Block? And then
he
all
looks
of
like
a sudden.
He's a computer nerd. He probably codes.
Yeah, he probably does like IT or codes or something along those lines. And he's really good with his electronics.
I was going to say, he's so good with that software. But yeah, that's what he looks like. He's got a little mustache, glasses, small little ripped dude. I'm like, yeah, he's probably a coder.
I just want to hear the grandma part again.
Oh, is that your child? I'm going to rip out his motherfucking eyeball.
Oh,
I'm
going to
rip out his goddamn eyeball. I'm a flamingo. I'm going to rip out your eyeball. I'm a flamingo and I'll get up in your child's eyeball. No more eyeball, child bitch.
Child bitch.
Time for grandma. Time for grandma. It's time for grandma. I'm going to eat your grandmother. Time for grandma.
Why do you want to eat my grandma?
He doesn't. Flamingos do.
Oh.
I know, you kept forgetting that. I was like, dude, you got to remember, he's singing as the flamingo.
Where have you read in the news that a flamingo ate someone's grandma?
I don't know, but there's no rules. He's a flamingo. I mean, have you listened to the lyrics, Steve?
Yeah, but he says there's no rules. And then after like a couple seconds later, then he talks about rules. He goes, there's no rules here. I eat, and then I fly away. Flamingo, I don't care. I live by these rules. So are the rules that he doesn't care? So
that's the rule.
The rule
there is no rules.
All right, fine. I guess that's fair.
Do you remember that Little Caesars commercial, by the way?
No.
Like the guy, I forget how it starts, but they're like, yeah, it's just $5. You can take it. And he's like, there's no rules here. And he takes off his shirt. And she's like, put your shirt on. There's one rule.
I do like someone on his Twitter or on his YouTube said after watching that video, unbelievably, this video makes me feel like the world is going to be all right again.
Oh, yeah.
I got a thirst for blood.
All right, Ted, are we going to talk about you being a trash panda?
All right, so Steve and I order food.
He's the mother blanket trash panda.
So Steve and I order food.
Trash panda.
Steve gets a burger.
Where do we get the food from again? 5 Point?
Yeah.
Oh, so
he
good.
Only eats like half of it. Now,
and we got it to go because neither one of us felt comfortable going into a restaurant. All
yeah.
of a sudden, we were being very COVID conscious.
So I see him packing up his food, and I almost said to him, hey, can I have the other half of your burger for later?
Because I couldn't eat. I mean, I ate all the French fries. I had no problem eating the French fries. And the burger was delicious. I was just like, this is just too much burger for
me right
so now.
I'm like classic stoner. I got a Reuben. I eat the Reuben, some of the fries. I'm putting it away. But I was like, man, that burger looked kind of good. So Steve leaves,
and it was like a barbecue burger.
It was delicious.
I don't know what the name is on their menu, but whatever is the one that it mentions it being a barbecue burger is the one that I got, and it was amazing.
Right. So I don't know if it was later that night or the next day. I was just like, Steve, I'm a trash panda now. I blatantly, it was still in the box, but I was like, I took your burger out of the trash and ate it,
and I respect that.
God.
Because just last week, dude, we had dinner, and my wife sometimes she'll like roast these or we'll put them on the grill. These sweet potatoes chopped up.
Again, oh yeah,
I have issues with potato product, man. That's probably why I'm never gonna have a six pack. That and hard work. But like, I just love French fries. I love potatoes. I love anything that's a potato based meal. And so we had a whole bunch. She's like, well, there's not enough to really keep. I'm just gonna throw them away. And I know her. She wouldn't let me keep eating them because she's like, she already gave me a hard time about picking from them.
All right.
So she threw it away, and then she went upstairs to give Tatum a bath. And while she was upstairs, I opened up our trash, opened up the tinfoil, and finished those damn potatoes. So I respect. I'm a trash panda too, Ted. We're trash pandas.
Trash pandas.
Hold on. Wait a second. Ted and Steve are the trash pandas. Trash pandas. Trash. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just smoking weed. So I was like, I'm going to eat that burger.
Dude, I used to do that in college whenever, like, you know, it was a lot. Granted, like, times were tough. Money was difficult. And sometimes someone would order something, get it, eat it, didn't want to finish it, and they threw it away. And I was, after a while, people would always laugh at me in my fraternity. They're like, oh, it's, are you going to eat that Migs? Because I'd be like, are you going to eat that? Are you going to finish that? Are you throwing that away? And I would take it and eat it.
Right. I mean, look, every time I date somebody, that's always a great thing. Because I, like I said, like, I love going out and getting a sandwich or whatever and eating half of it, then eat another half later, which probably isn't the healthiest lifestyle, but I'm just like, oh, I can have another snack later. Right. So I was kicking myself too. Like, I didn't have to be a trash panda. I should have just asked him for the burger.
And I would have given it to you.
I know.
Yeah.
I think my worst one was when I was living at that house and all those dudes from Hopkins in Baltimore City. So, like, we have this big party. And this is like September. It's the beginning of the semester. So next morning, we get up and I go, hey, whoever's Chinese food that was, my bad. I got drunk and ate it. And my buddy Scott is like, dude, are you okay? And I go, yeah, why? And he's like, that was from May.
Well, mind you, Ted also is the guy when we went to Spokane that we went to a Mongolian grill where you pick out all the meat and the food that's like freeze dried or frozen. I don't even know what it was, but it was like, it wasn't like a frozen chunk of meat, but it was like kind of like a vacuum sealed frozen.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And then they like, they just throw it into the thing and it eventually becomes, you know, fresh again. And Ted's just waiting in line to buy it, eating it as it's frozen. They're like, sir, we have to cook that still.
Right. And I think I tried to put soy sauce or something on it, didn't I? Like, oh, it'll be fine.
And then you tip them. And in the tip column where you sign for the tip, I know we shared this before, but I don't care. It's a good story. Ted didn't leave numbers. He didn't leave a numeric amount. He wrote letters. It was like HRTSY. That was the tip. And the lady looked at it and goes, sir, I don't know what that is. And I'm like, just give it to me. I speak Ted. And I left her like 20% tip. Yes. And you looked at me, and I remember you like looked at me and like kind of gave me the nod, and you go, you get me. Like,
you understand me, man.
Right. Like, no one else understands me here.
God, that was the first trip.
That was still one of the most legendary moments on our hockey tournament ever. That got brought up every time we had someone new. Like, you know, Ted.
Right, because every other year, I mean, I get wasted, but it was, look, the turning point on that trip was when we blew a flat tire on the side of I-90, and everybody's sitting on the side, getting sun, being adults, and I just remember I popped out of the limo.
There was a man running naked out of our limo.
That's a good point. Slosher.
Yes, but being adults.
But I look at Steve, and I go, hey, man, I just shotgunned 3 beers in there. He said, all right. And that, like, at that point, the wheels had come off Ted Smith.
And then we stopped at the gas station. You bought, like, a ridiculous amount more beer.
Yeah.
And a crap ton of hamburgers.
Yeah.
God, I miss those trips.
God.
Spokane was the best. So, Ted, do you want to know the name of the new Washington football team or the old Washington football team?
All right.
I don't know if this is true or not, but it's pretty interesting. Some guy went on Reddit to show all the paperwork that he did. A lot of people have free time on the internet, and he, like, did all this stuff, like, looking at all these different things. His name's Martin, and I guess he went on a bunch of things that were being trademarked to registered and cross-referencing it with, like, some of the officials in the Washington football organization. And according to him, the team is going to become the D.C. Sentinels.
Sentinels?
Yeah. I don't know if
what's
that's
a
true
sentinel?
Or not. I thought you would know. I don't know.
I don't know. And I don't know why people...
What's a sentinel? What's a sentinel?
I don't understand why people have this obsession that it's got to be something that has to do with your city.
Yeah, let's see.
So. You know what I mean? It's like there's no... Like, where are the Lions in Detroit?
Right.
Right? Where, like, there's a bunch of these out, like...
Right. Who's playing jazz in L.A.?
Right.
I mean... Oh, no, I mean, in Utah. And,
right.
And where are these lakes in Los Angeles?
Right. And right.
Like, granted, it's because they were old names, but yeah.
Right. And I get it. College football teams are generally something that has to do with your area, right? But yeah, I don't like for pro teams, like you could just pick an animal and go with it. I'm just like, I just feel like DC, you could pick 100 things. It doesn't have to be like Nationals or Sentinels. I maybe does that have to do something with the Senate?
Yeah, I don't know.
Sentinel sounds
like a lone sentinel kept watch over the fort. So it's a person.
Huh, like a sentry?
I don't know, man.
I thought sentries were the guards out front.
What do sentinels do? They're a guard, a lookout, a person keeping watch.
All right.
It's often a soldier, but not always. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think there was cooler names that were out there.
Yeah.
Plus, I have a hard time saying sentinels. Is it sentinels or sentinels?
I don't know. That sounds weird. That whole thing is an S show.
Dude. True words have never been spoken.
Yeah.
It's an S show. It's an S show. Harassing women. Racist S show. Sorry.
Stan Snyder. That's what he does.
Dude, I'm looking at the time. It looks like time to go.
I know.
It always flies by. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks to all the Mega family that were reaching out to AEW, Cody Rhodes, and Pro Wrestling Illustrated. I saw a bunch of people tweeting.
Oh, did they?
Saying his next opponent should be Steve Miggs. It's not going to happen.
Did he like any of them or anything?
No, of course not.
Oh.
We just need him to notice it once. So keep bugging him.
Keep bugging him.
That's right.
I got to bug him. I haven't bugged him yet. My bad.
That's right. Gotta bug him.
His friend's a trash panda.
Trash panda. That's his manager. Local celebrity Steve Miggs with the trash panda. Dude, if it happens, you're my manager.
I'll just come out in panda paint.
Yes.
Steal, you know what? That's a good shtick. And then I just steal fries from people in the crowd. Right? Like, do they have soft pretzels or something? Steve, you want a soft pretzel?
And what music are we coming out to? Steve Miggs, local celeb.
Wait a minute, trash pandas are raccoons. So why am I dressed as a panda?
I don't know. Why not?
I'm a raccoon.
Follow us on Twitter at the MegaCast.
I'm a raccoon.
We're out of here.
All right, man. See you next. Are we all next week?
I think so.
All right, good.
I got a thirst for podcasting.
Got a thirst for trash.
Flamingo bitch. I'm gonna come and get your ass. It's flamingo time. I'm time to eat a little snack. Yo, your snack is mine. The snack is your person. Your human body is my appetizer. Then for dinner,
I think I'm gonna do croutons and maybe a light baby spinach.